From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States says it's using Friday's international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia. Assad's top two allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up his floundering regime. Here's British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond.
We're gathered here this morning to see if there is any scope for bridging the gap that we know exists between the Russian-Iranian position on the one hand and the position adopted by most of the rest of the countries represented on the other. This is an exploratory discussion. We want to see if there's a way forward, if there's a way of establishing a process which can end the suffering and the killing in Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry remains cautious when discussing the talks.
I'm hopeful. I don't call it optimism. I'm hopeful we can find a way forward. It's very difficult.
Kerry added that the talks are the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's bloody conflict and to chart a course out of hell. In a related story, at least 40 people were killed Friday when Syrian government forces launched missiles into a rebel-held neighborhood near the capital. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 100 people were also wounded in the attack on Douma, just northeast of Damascus. The death toll is expected to rise. John Magufuli has been announced the winner of Tanzania's hotly contested presidential election. Edward Lowassa, the main opposition candidate, came in second and is calling for a recount. But international observers have described the election as peaceful and credible. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The last British resident of the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba has been released. Shakir Ahmer has been in U.S. military prison in Cuba since 2002, but has never been charged or on trial. He's expected to return to Britain later today. An international court in The Hague has ruled against China and in favor of the Philippines by agreeing to hear a case brought by Manila in a long-standing territorial dispute in the South China Sea. China had claimed that the court has no jurisdiction on the issue. A senior Chinese diplomat on Friday renewed Beijing's pledge to neither participate in the case nor accept the eventual ruling. A deal in Washington as the U.S. Senate passed legislation early Friday that will keep Washington's chronic fiscal battles at bay through next year's elections and beyond. The legislation will now go to President Barack Obama to be signed into law. The Senate approved the bill shortly after 2:30 a.m. local time.
On this vote, the yeas are 64 and the nays are 35. The motion to concur is agreed to.
The bill sets U.S. government spending levels for 2 years and raises the borrowing limit into early 2017, avoiding the threat of a partial federal shutdown or a costly U.S. debt default for the remainder of Obama's presidency. A UN rights investigator is calling for free elections in Myanmar. This, as an opposition rally there was attacked, leaving a local lawmaker wounded. Several men armed with machetes or knives attacked the rally being held in Yangon late Thursday by the National League for Democracy, or the NLD. Officials say at least two of the attackers were arrested. Ireland has signed gay marriage into law 6 months after a historic referendum made the traditionally Catholic nation the first country in the world to approve it by a popular vote. The president's office said Thursday that the marriage bill was signed into law, which clears the way for same-sex weddings to begin within a month. Iran has arrested a businessman holding dual U.S.-Iranian citizenship while he was visiting relatives in Tehran about 2 weeks ago. Saimak Namazi is head of strategic planning at the Crescent Petroleum Company based in Dubai. The Wall Street Journal writes that Namazi was arrested by the Revolutionary Guard, which reports directly to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rather than to the government of Iran. The U.S. and EU are temporarily lifting some sanctions against Belarus after it freed the last of its political prisoners in August. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.